Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
People living along the Florida Panhandle are rushing to prepare today for Hurricane Michael. The storm is expected to make landfall tomorrow as a major hurricane with wind speeds of at least 110 miles per hour. Jeff Huffman is director and chief meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. He's in Gainesville, Florida. Hi, Jeff. It's good to have you back again today.
Oh, good afternoon, Peter. I wish it was better circumstances that we're talking, but good afternoon to you.
Yeah, and what are those circumstances? I know a lot has changed in the last 24 hours since we last
talked. It has. And let me get right to the point about something. This, you know, when we talk about hurricanes, and we've talked a lot about several in the last 2 or 3 years, we always prepare for what could be the reasonable worst case scenario. This one, more than Florence, I think potentially it could be a worst case scenario, or it could achieve that status for some locations in the panhandle of Florida. I say that with the most a straightforward tone in my voice as possible. This hurricane is continuing to strengthen. It could have winds of 125 miles per hour at landfall near Panama City or just to the east. And we're talking about potentially a catastrophic storm surge event in some of the coastline that's the most vulnerable in Florida to a storm surge, stretching all the way through Appalachia Bay, the Big Bend, and all the way over to the Nature Coast close to Cedar Key. So, Peter, I can't stress enough, you know, Harvey was an extreme event in terms of its rain. Florence was also an extreme event in terms of its rain. This one has the potential to also be an extreme event for wind as it comes ashore tomorrow.
Let's talk about that storm surge. You mentioned the geography of Florida and the Florida panhandle there. Locals call it the Big Bend area. What does the geography have to do with how bad that storm surge could be?
Well, two things are really working against, are working to enhance the surge in that area. We've got shallow shelf waters. So think of a bathtub being pretty deep. It's pretty hard to you know, splash water out of a bathtub because it's so deep. Mm-hmm. But then think of you know, something that's a little more shallow where the water can easily move out of it. And those winds are going to push and drive that water miles inland in some areas. And then also the concavity of the coastline kind of acts as a funnel to funnel that water, especially up near the Big Bend region. So when you take that, even if the storm wobbles and maybe moves further to the west, I spoke earlier, just a few minutes ago, actually, to the National Hurricane Center specialist there, and he confirmed with me that it doesn't really matter at this point how close the center comes to cities like Apalachicola, Point St. Joe, over toward the Steinhatchee, and even Cedar Key. No, the track really no longer matters. This is a significant and life-threatening storm surge for those areas.
And it's not just Florida. The entire state of Alabama is under an emergency declaration. And this storm could eventually track over the Carolinas, which of course are still cleaning up after Hurricane Florence. So what are you watching for outside of the Florida Panhandle?
Well, we just touched base with our partners in South Carolina because we provide weather coverage for them as well, and they're preparing for some flooding from this. The storm's going to be moving at a fast enough pace, but any water right now in eastern portions of South Carolina and southern portions of North Carolina is bad news. It's going to take some time to assess how this will affect river levels over time, but that's the big concern there. And Peter, this will become what we call a nor'easter almost. It's going to become a very strong extra-tropical low or post-tropical low, and really it'll have some wind and water impacts all the way up into the mid-Atlantic states.
Briefly, we were just speaking to you, it seems, about Hurricane Florence when that hit the Carolinas. How is the 2018 hurricane season shaping up? More active than usual?
Well, it was forecast to be near or slightly below active. These are two great examples that it really doesn't matter how active the entire basin is. All that matters is where a storm goes. And unfortunately, we're looking at our second hurricane landfall here this season in the southeast United States.
Okay. Jeff Huffman, director and chief meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Jeff, thanks as always.
All right. Thank you, Peter.